Hi there. Welcome to Be the Evidence. Susan and I wanted to let you know that BeTheEvidence.live is up and running. It's our community platform where we really put practice everything that we speak about within the weekly podcast. So within the platform of BeTheEvidence.live, you will get real-time text notifications as the energies shift, as planets move, as there is awareness happening around how to deepen our practice into presence. You also get guided meditations and intuitive images to work on within a meditation and journaling practice. There's lifestyle and presence practices suggestions, as well as recipes to help support your becoming. We also will have live calls there where you can interact with us, get monthly forecasts on what's to come, have live Q&A sessions, and so much more. We would love for you to join us and be part of the community of becoming and being the evidence of what we all truly know is possible. I hope to see you there.
I like Moon and Taurus.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
Mm-hmm. It can't, because there's so much water lit up, Moon and Taurus can be kind of stubborn. It's the bull. The bull who's standing in the field eating grass. If you go and tell the bull, move your ass, bull's gonna be like, not yet.
No, not interested.
and then Saturn and Pluto, of course, are in Capricorn. But we're also in a grand trine water. So this is, we're recording on the last day of Sun and Scorpio. When this goes up, Sun will hit Sagittarius finally. But when you have that much water, so Sun in Scorpio, Chiron retrograde in Pisces, and North Node in Cancer, combined with that earth energy, it can feel like you're walking through mud. And by that, I mean, like, it's hard to make things move fast. It's hard to make things land because you're feeling so much.
There's no moving fast right now.
Mm-mm. It's internal, especially because Mercury's retrograde.
Right.
Mars is in Pisces. Mars does not move fast in Pisces at all. But when these pockets happen that want us to slow down, it's on purpose. It's because our understanding needs to catch up. It's because something new is about to come in and we need to recharge first.
Yeah, I think it's also like the slowing down to pay attention to things that you would normally miss. Like the other day I was driving and I was in a 45 and somebody was going 11 miles an hour in front of me. Oh, and the cars were piled up behind me. And I was like, my personality is like, get the fuck out of my way. Completely. Like, let's go. Move it around, right? And then I was like, well, I'm in a no passing zone. I can't do anything. I might as well just like slow down and release control because this is what it is. And I'm driving so slow that all of a sudden, like, I see a groundhog standing there staring at me. Like
a groundhog?
A groundhog on the side.
No.
Yes, he's standing upside on the side of the road. I would have missed him entirely if I would have been going 45 miles an hour. I would have not seen him at all. And then it was like, I see a bluebird cutting across. You know, like, I'm so much more aware of things, even though like my personal nature is like, okay, make things land. Let's go. That it's like that resistance, that force of like, no, right now you get to slow down and not rush through anything and not push through anything because you're going to keep getting the roadblocks, the stop signs, the like pauses. Like you're going to walk into the muck and your feet are going to get stuck and you're not going to be able to propel forward. Slow down.
Mm-hmm. And this particular Mercury retrograde, I feel like it's supercharged, right? Like, I feel like it's supercharged in, if you just don't think about it at all, don't think about the purpose behind Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius, right. You could fall into really big time insecurity right now. Because one of the traps of Sagittarius is you can fall into needing outside validation in order to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. And Mercury retrograde would make you feel like there's no possibility. Hope is vanished, mm-hmm. and you need somebody else to tell you that you're okay. And but the purpose of Mercury retrograde is to go, hang on a second. Is that really what you believe? Do you really believe that possibilities can't land for you? Do you really believe that hope is gone? Do you really believe that? And I think that our minds are having to catch up to, yeah, I don't know. That's not what I believe at all. Getting your beliefs in line with your thinking.
Yeah, I think it's that piece about getting your beliefs in line with your thinking, and also recognizing that if the insecurities are coming up and you're seeking outside validation, that's an old storyline. That's been done before. That's been done over and over and over again through suppression of like, oh, I don't know my own worth. I can't use my own voice unless somebody gives me the permission to do so. And it's really like, for me, it's coming up as this like beautiful mirror of like, yeah, no, I'm actually exhausted with that. Nobody's going to give me permission for anything anymore. Like, this is me actually getting to reclaim myself. And the only permission that's going to be granted is me granting myself the permission to feel everything that I'm feeling, to be in my sovereignty, to be actually aware that I am a sacred being.
Yeah. And to have your beliefs be your own true beliefs, not based on some kind of programming that's come from outside of you.
Right.
You know, I caught myself doubting myself.
Right.
And I was doubting myself, and then I stopped myself and I was like, is that really mine? Mm-hmm. Is that really mine? Or is maybe what I'm feeling just asking me to pivot and I can still believe in myself, right? Instead of falling into, I feel doubt, therefore I'm probably suck. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Right.
It's that something is shifting. Go ahead and shift and still believe in yourself. You're okay. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Like, yep. Mercury retrograde is asking us to retool, rewire, reprogram how we think and process our beliefs, because Jupiter and Sun are entering into, Jupiter already has entered into Sagittarius, but overnight right. and into the morning, Sun will join, and the galactic centers in Sagittarius. The beliefs you hold will dictate the world you live in.
Right.
If I fall into, I have self-doubt probably because I'm not good enough, then that's the life I'm going to live.
Right.
I'll abandon everything. I won't follow through. I won't back myself up. I'll have everything based on what other people tell me. Okay. Well, welcome to your world.
Yep.
But if you can shift it and go, you know, I trust myself. I believe in myself. Any kind of signals I'm getting are just trying to get me pivoted higher and higher and higher onto my path. Then you can trust life again. And right. it starts to open up and doorways open, expansion opens. That totally shifts the world that you're going to live in.
Right. Yeah. It's like that piece about up leveling, but also it's just like this, I don't know how to explain it or what the visual of it is like, it's this mixture of like peeling off the onion layers, right? And peeling off all of these layers to get back into like that sovereignty, get back into the seed of the potential, right? Like a seed is potent because it is a living being that it holds all the potential of life in it. It's what it is so potent for, right? So it's like peeling off all of those layers to get back to the source, to get back to your sovereignty or your infiniteness, while also being like elevated to like this lush garden that's never been planted in before, that there's this soil is like virgin soil that is like never been disrupted by chemicals or warfare or any other crops, right? Like it's like that mixture between the two, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And not have how you enter into that expansive new with the old thinking of how we've destroyed things before.
Right.
But listen, if you're old enough, and hopefully everyone who's listening is over 18, okay? If you're old enough and you're an adult, you've been through some shit.
Right.
You have. Everyone has. But we have to not let that inform our thinking when we're approaching possibilities that are very expansive, very new, and trying to get us into the meaning and purpose of our lives. If we go into it with, all right, now is where we start digging up all the trees because, you know, we're going to need wood for fire and paper. We're like, whoa, hang on. What?
Yep, I'm out.
No, this is new. This is new possibility. Open up your mind. Open up your thinking. Don't carry your old hurts into here.
No, it's like you're going into the ocean to go swimming. The first thing you're going to do is hopefully strip off the parka and the boots and your
like gloves in your hat, right? Because it's going to weigh you down. It's going to make the swim a lot harder. You're not going to be able to receive the ocean and all of its glory with that old perspective anymore.
So we're recording on Wednesday, early morning. So about 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday, which for people who celebrate or who are in the US, that will be Thanksgiving. Sun will be in Sagittarius. Sun and Jupiter are opening up possibility. Mercury retrograde is asking us to rethink how we approach new possibilities and where we get caught in putting caps on what we think is possible, reworking that thinking so that we can open up more and more and more. During the day on Thursday, the moon will be in Taurus. Everyone will be wanting to eat potatoes or whatever.
Right.
Oh, potatoes. But then by night, by I think it's 12:39 a.m. Friday morning, or if you're on Pacific, it would be 11:10, 9:39 p.m. on Thursday. Full moon in Gemini. So that means Sun is in Sagittarius, conjuncting Jupiter. Moon will be in Gemini. Mercury rules Gemini. So that's a double dose of being in the mind. And I have a feeling, it could bring in fresh thinking, rapid thinking, lots of chatter, lots of talking. But since Mercury's retrograde, I kind of wonder if all of a sudden our thinking is going to rush ahead and reevaluate the day prior for Thursday. Like trying to be still and just enjoy the day as much as you can. But then by nighttime, you're like, hang on a second. What did they say to me? I think they told me off, and like going into a tailspin. And you don't want to go into a tailspin. You want to stay in the zone of, I am all for rearranging the way my mind works.
Right.
Where I am open to how life is taking me up, not down. I'm not going to get into mental gymnastics over what the hell that guy just said to me. Who cares? Who cares? Worry about your own thinking.
Well, and it gets, one, I have like the image of a horse-drawn cart, right? And like the horse getting so fast, going so fast in gallop that the cart goes ahead of the horse, right?
Yeah.
It's like that type of energy, right?
Right.
But also the place of like, what do you want to give your power to? This is what I keep coming back to of like, it is alluring. And I think we're all really seasoned and practiced at going down the mind escapades and the mind traps of like, oh, I'm going to work all of this stuff out all right now. And especially after we've spent a day with friends, with family, with like high distractions that are outside of our normal routines, even if you are still participating in a normal routine, like I think we do that reflection piece very easily where we can get wrapped up in the thoughts of it all. And I think it's like that bigger question to me, like this is where Mercury and retrograde comes in. I was like that stop sign of like, what do you want to give your power to? If anything is possible and you're preparing to move forward and anything is possible, you want to continuously give your power away to your mind running away with the cart. Like, do you want to give yourself away to these things that have never got you to where you really want to go? Right.
Yeah. It's a balance, right?
Right.
Like you also trusting the mind, because your mind can work really fast and sorting things out too.
Right.
I was born with Mercury retrograde. I've gotten into the habit of telling my mind when I've had enough. I appreciate how quickly and intensely my mind works.
Right.
But when there's smoke coming out of my ears, I'm like, I hear you. Thank you. You're doing an excellent job in figuring out all the things. Okay. But you need to take a nap because we're going to burn out here.
Right.
Stop.
So true.
Not everything is for you to figure out. Okay. Nope.
Go and get your blankie. Time to lay down. Yep. This is so true. But I think that like all of this leads us to how it's just the theme of the year, I think, of it. How do we create, cultivate, deepen into our radical self-care? right? Like radical self-care is not about letting our mind take us away. Like it's about that balance, right? Like radical self-care is recognizing that, yeah, like eat the potatoes and also make sure that you're walking and drinking enough water, right? Like it's about this beautiful thing of balance of like, okay, yeah, you may be doubting yourself. And are you taking that as a pivot point? Like, how can you constantly come back into this like deepening of presence and caretaking for your sacredness, for your sovereignty?
Yeah. And I think that that comes from certainly North Node ingressing into Cancer and Chiron retrograding into Pisces, right? That the healing energy and the self-care energy for sure.
Right.
But I think what has also contributed to that this year in particular is the Venus and Mars retrograde cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mars was in Aquarius for a long time because it retrograded within Aquarius. It has gone into Pisces now. So the ego is now in healing mode. It's not able to drive a whole lot of things forward, and that's okay.
Right.
We need to take a break sometimes. Venus is direct now in Libra, and it's going to go into Scorpio December 2nd. So Venus has been worked over. It started its retrograde cycle in Scorpio, has gone into Libra, and it's going to go back into Scorpio. So shifting how we receive. That's the masculine and feminine being in intense processes this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead to disconnect between masculine and feminine, for sure. Maybe some resentment.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I think, trying to cultivate how we need to be self-reliant.
Yeah.
You don't know what other people are going to do. You don't know. They're having their own thing. They're under the same sky.
Right.
Learning to self-care, come back home to yourself, and give yourself what you need, and be self-understanding, self-healing, self-compassionate, so that, and you and I were talking about this earlier today, so that you become potently, strongly in your sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've been talking about the sovereignty thing for a while, about how sovereignty is the foundation of sacred union.
Right.
And so far I've understood that to mean that you own your own energy. You are independent. It doesn't matter if somebody walks in and is totally fine when they get there, but completely turns into a jackass or decides they love meth or whatever, Right. They can move on and you're still fine. You've still got you. It's you and you forever and ever. But I also am starting to think that the more strongly you can come into your own sovereignty, the higher, stronger energy pulse you put out. And therefore what's meant for you can go, oh, there she is. There he is.
Yep.
I just got the signal. Thank you. Getting stronger and stronger and stronger in who you independently are, so that what's meant for you can find you.
You're becoming the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be a really good lighthouse if your bulbs are burnt out. You just can't. Like, you're not going to attract anybody. Nobody's going to be able to find you. Or, like, nothing is going to be able to be really seen in the darkness that way. You know, I agree with you completely about that cultivation of sacredness. And I think, like, this is part of the reason why we do what we do, especially within BeTheEvidence.live, where we have presence practices, right? And we have recipes and we have meditations and we have daily astrology, where it's looking at, like, how do you consistently grab a hold of that and twist in, ground in, cultivate, like, unleash and power your sacredness? Because it's not something that happens, okay, I'm done, I'm good. Right? Like, this is a continual lifestyle, a continual adjustment to how do I respond to the doubt that I'm experiencing? How do I feed my body? How do I participate within the collective? Like, it's all of these aspects that call us consistently back to, how do I increase the brightness of my sovereign and my sacred self?
Yeah. How do you make you land?
Right.
How do you land it? Not just thinking about it, not just wondering or wishing, not being like, not some, like, it's not someday, it's this day.
Right.
How do you make it land right now?
Right.
No matter what's going on around you.
Right.
And what's going on around you is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot. And some of it needs your attention. Some of it needs your participation. Some of it categorically doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't need you to participate in it. There can be wild ass things going on, especially during the U.S. holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know it's going to happen. You might as well go in. If you're going into a family or friend situation and you don't know for sure what they believe, stand back and just be like, I don't know. I'm not even going to assume. Mm-hmm. And when they start in with their jibber jabber of what, like, this is what the thing is, and you go, well, I'm going back to get some more green beans. I'll see you in a couple of hours.
Right.
I don't need to do this at all. No, thank you.
It's discernment at its finest. Like, I keep seeing a farmer walking his crops along his fence line, right? And I'm like, I'm going to check the fence. Oh, this one looks a little wobbly. Marked it. I'll come back to that when I have all of my tools, all of my new wood, right? Like, I will handle that fence line when it is the time to handle it. Right now.
I'm doing it right now.
I'm walking. I'm just trying to see what's going on around along my property.
Yeah, be the observer. Be the observer. Not every hole in the fence needs your attention right now. Not every barking dog needs you to take it in. You might have rabies, so be careful.
It's so true. Like, how do you take care of yourself through all of that? Because we're all under the same sky. There's people that don't want to participate in life the way that you want to participate in life. And that's what it is. It's okay. And it's not for any of us to take that as like our life's mission of like, I'm going to convert you. That martyrness is done. Like,
yeah. It's Mercury. Remember that when you're in Mercury retrograde and you feel like, I just need to shut my mouth. Just shut it. Shut my mouth. I'm not saying anything about anything because for sure I'm going to be misunderstood. It works in reverse too.
Right.
When someone's saying something and you're like, I heard every word that just came out of your mouth and I do not understand a single bit of it at all.
Yep.
Give some mercy. Okay. Just back up and be like, I'm sure probably all, some of that was right. Sure. Okay.
I'm right. Whatever. So we all marched to our own drum. I shared it. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a feeling it will be about being in our feels and therefore making ourselves feel better through food or in being outside, going for a walk, you know, those kinds of things, right? And I just think that overnight it's going to be like people are going to start texting each other.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that too. Yeah, me too. Uh-huh. What does that mean? I don't know. You know, like, maybe don't even participate in that. It's not just like when you're in a gathering, but it's also don't fall into rumination later.
Right. Yeah. Cause it's an energy suck.
Do I really want to carry around this frustration
right.
the rest of the day? Or do I want to be like, we're not going to come to an agreement here. So I'm out.
Great. Yeah. It's the discernment thing of like being able to use the blade of discernment when you need to. Especially when you're up against doubt and when you're up against of like, I don't know, I've got a lot of aches and sensitivities coming up. I feel really raw. Is that like, was that an attack and a jab? Like,
you see what I'm saying? Like, there are some things that are just not worth it. It's not worth it.
No, it's, I think one, it's the ability to be like, yeah, I don't need to give my energy to this. Right. And two, we don't need to open this up. Like, this is not beneficial to anybody at all. So we're just going to leave that there and enjoy the day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the potatoes or enjoy ourselves, right? Like, enjoying ourselves and being like, yeah, I'm not getting roped into participating in something that's just distracting me and taking my energy away.
Along those lines, I'd like to address the people who aren't going to be with anyone at all.
Right. Yep.
Don't, a same answer. Do not let your head fall into mental gymnastics about all the things that you think are going to happen, have happened, what people are thinking, what their motivations are, how things are going to come together or not, and just go.
Yep.
Stop. Stop what you're doing. Instead, shift only into possibility. What do you want for yourself? How do you feel? You may not be able to work out all the details about what you want for yourself, but you can at least go, I want to feel at peace. I want to feel connected. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel safe. I want to feel empowered. Whatever it is, be with yourself and be on your own side and really sit with, given that there are unlimited possibilities and there is the greater force of life at play that can orchestrate things along with you in co-creation, mm-hmm. how do you want to feel, even if you can't figure out how in the world that's going to land? It's okay to not know. The point is to open up to the possibility of it based on how you want to feel about you and other people and your life.
Right. And I think that's a beautiful practice for greeting the full moon, right? Like, of not only how do I want to feel, but if you're aware of anywhere that there's been limitations, where you've participated in limitations, where you've created the limitations and the barriers and the boundaries towards receiving, like that, now with the full moon presenting itself, is the perfect time to articulate those, to write them down, to speak them out loud, so that they can be gone, that they can leave you and be done.
Yeah, because no joke, Mercury retrograde ahead of Sun joining Jupiter in Sagittarius is trying to bring in expansion. Mm-hmm. And you really evaluate how, if there's any kind of thinking going on where you think that life is the whole sum of what you've seen so far. Not true. Mm-mm. I don't care how old you are.
Right.
I don't care if you're 5 or 85.
Right.
The summation of what you've seen is not just based on what you've got in your brain right now. Not true. Life is bigger than that. Right. Life is bigger than what you calculate. So there are energies that are far more creative than our brains can be. There is consciousness that's trying to align with everything that resonates with it, with its own energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's way bigger. I mean, they're actually talking about studying how the planets have consciousness for real, not even in astrology, in astronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, side note, I'm like, ha, told you.
Called that.
What I'm saying is that it's bigger than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can have your evaluation or the pivots within your mind based on how you want to feel, then expansion can come in and go, that's interesting. All right, we'll send you this. Boom. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening in to the Be the Evidence podcast with Susan and I. We are really grateful that you are here, that you're showing up, that you're willing to be seen, and that you're exploring these conversations. Thank you. If you're curious at all about the offerings and the readings that Susan and I do, I would really urge you to go to our websites. There you will find a lot more information about who we are and the services that we have. Susan can be found at susangrace.org, and I can be found at aubreycara.co. For all of our listeners of the podcast, we have set up a Patreon page specific to you guys. There you will find services that are not available to anyone else. And you can find us on patreon.com/bethe evidence podcast. When you're there, there are two different options for you to have access to a guided meditation and or a reading with Susan and I both. If you ever have any questions or comments or feelings that you would love to share or stories about how the podcast is resonating with you, we would love to hear them. Please feel free to reach out to us at betheevidencepodcast@gmail.com. And in the meantime, please know we are deeply grateful for all the ways that you are showing up. We see you, we hear you, we feel you. Thank you.